Greetings, listeners. This is Heidi Frank. I am here with Royal Wood. So happy to have you in the studio today. Thank you so much for coming.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
And so you are playing at the Civic Center tonight.
I am, yeah.
That's very exciting. So for all of our listeners, we hope to take a few minutes for you to get to know Royal and his music and also a little bit about him personally. So again, thank you for making time to come see us today.
Yes, my pleasure. It's absolutely my pleasure.
What brings you on this particular tour? You have a new single, is that right?
I do have a new single, yeah. The song's called Say You Will. And I mean, it was the big purpose of finally being back out on tour, but mostly it's because the pandemic has lifted enough where it's feasible, you know, like
right.
I had almost 2 years of touring wiped out at a time when we had a lot of touring planned. So this is just getting my feet back in the water. Really. We did a bunch of shows in Florida and Wisconsin, South Dakota. And then I came home for a moment and saw my wife and child. And now we're back here touring a bunch of shows across Alaska and then back to Canada for more touring. So
very nice. Well, we're really happy that you made it, especially with all the snow.
Yeah, us too. We've flown to every city that we've done. This is the sixth city. But this one, we chose to drive because we heard the drive was beautiful. And it was. But the first 2 hours leaving Kodiak. So we flew from Kodiak to Anchorage and then drove from Anchorage to here. And those first 2 hours, like, we're back home in Canada.
You're right.
This is just white out and snows. We know how to do this, but this is something. But then the next 4 hours of the drive were so gorgeous, like ridiculous. This town is ridiculously beautiful.
Yeah, we are kind of surrounded by beauty.
Yeah, and we just happened to have that perfect time too, because those final mountain ranges, the moon was coming up and everything was just lit by the moon. We're like, this is surreal. Like, you expected to see some sort of like creature around each bend or something, like something magical. We're like, what is this? There's no drugs involved. What is this? This doesn't make any sense.
I feel like it makes it worth it sometime for the long, cold winters to have the view.
Yeah. Everything that is a blessing is a curse. Anything cursed is a blessing.
That's an excellent way to put that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're from where, what part of, are you Toronto?
Toronto is where I live. My wife and I are there right downtown right now, but I also own a bunch of farmland, like 100 acres, 2 hours northeast of Toronto.
Okay.
So we have a house out there and a bunch of property and, you know, it's a valley and a pond and field and it's gorgeous. It's my way to stay with nature, but with my industry, I do need to be where it is. And it's
sure.
Definitely within Canada. It's really based out of Toronto, especially the airport to get me everywhere I need to go in the world. So we split our time between the two.
Very nice. So you were born and raised?
Born and raised, actually, no. Well, in Canada, yes. Mm-hmm. Born and raised on a bunch of rural property, but I've lived everywhere. Montreal and extensively in, like, you know, LA and Paris and,
oh, wow.
And Ireland, and kind of picked up and moved when I wanted to make art and stay there for a while. So Alaska, I may come back to you because you have an incredible state.
Well, we'll make room for you because we always appreciate having talent come to see us in our wee little town.
Well, you haven't heard me yet, but I appreciate the talent. It's nice.
And for our listeners, we will be hearing a song here in a few minutes. But I have to ask, you grew up with music all around you.
Yeah. So there was five kids in our family, and my parents just loved music. So we had instruments in the house. There was a piano and a guitar and a banjo and a fiddle and harmonicas. And my dad fancied himself a bit of a cowboy singer because we grew up on a farm. He knew three chords, and he knew his favorite Johnny Cash songs. So I grew up hearing music a lot, and my mom played piano and always had her classical records and stuff going. But because I had three older brothers, who, you know, when they're your older brothers and they're listening to Led Zeppelin and the Beatles and, you know, like these like incredible monumental artists. And I'm a little kid. I got to skip all the bad music phases as a little kid. I didn't listen to New Kids on the Block or Tiffany or anything else that my friends were listening to.
Missing.
No, I went straight to the greats, you know. I was like, oh, Billy Joel, what is this? Cat Stevens, what is that? So I was raised on singer-songwriters and like really good music.
So how many instruments do you play, or do you feel like you play well?
I've never counted, but I'm fortunate. I had an ear as a kid, and because my parents encouraged it, And I had an incredible music teacher in high school who would let me bring any instrument home I wanted to. I learned a lot of things. And, you know, some kids grab a hockey stick or they want to be a baseball player or they love reading books or something. And I just loved music. So that's all I've ever done.
So for all of our kids out there, I have to ask, was there ever any doubt that you were going to be a musician in your life?
Never, ever, ever, ever. I feel like there's a saying where they said that Cortez, when he arrived to motivate his men, he burnt the boats, meaning like, we're not leaving. This is where we are. You're going to have to survive. You're going to have to succeed. I kind of burnt all the boats as a kid. You know, I finished high school, and when I went to university, barely went to class, dropped out of school, was like, I'm just doing music. This music is what I'm going to do. And there's no turning back. And it worked. It really worked. I'm fortunate enough to say that I have carved out a career and had a good life and continue to do so. And I'm very blessed.
I think that's an amazing story. And it's, it can be influential to people out there who might be getting pressures otherwise to be like, oh, you need your backup plan.
Yeah. I mean, backup plans are important for sure. And I understand why my parents really, really pushed all of us, to try to, you know, educate ourselves and have a good career and have a good resume. And those things are important. But there's a voice inside that says what you want to do. And it might sound crazy to someone else, but I think you have to follow it because you have one life and you will regret it forever if you don't. And I'm not saying, hey, kids, drop out of school. Don't listen to mom and dad. But, you know, test the waters and see what feels right and then just go with it, whatever it is, well, I think.
Speaking of influences, your music tends to, from what I've heard, deal a lot with emotion and love. So where do you find the inspiration for most of your songs?
It's life. It's the human experience, right? To love and to lose and to find meaning and purpose and magic. And that's why we're all here. And I think the music that I listened to growing up was very much about that. And I think I've always just tried to make something that I connected with, that I felt, even as I write it and as I perform it each night, it allows me to continually experience something. You know, if I was just writing because I was trying to write a hook and make a hit or sell Pepsi, then I wouldn't feel very good each day I walked off stage, you know? So if I write something that's important to me, then at least I get to experience my life through music.
Right.
Yeah.
And you've obviously connected with some other people, listeners, as well as TV and movie producers. Your songs are featured in
yeah.
a handful of shows and a movie here and there.
Yeah, I've been lucky that way. And truthfully, I'm not going to knock Pepsi or anything like that. I've had a lot of songs used in commercials, but
oh really? Okay.
I haven't made music for that purpose. I think it just has a genuine emotion, and therefore people that are making these TV shows and movies feel like it allows the viewer to feel the emotion as much as what the scene is supposed to show. And yeah, I've been really fortunate in that world. And now I'm starting to dabble in actually writing music specifically for film and soundtrack. So from the ground up, see the picture and then try to write something to match it. And that's new waters. I'm just testing it now, but it seems to be a path I'm going to try.
Well, that's really exciting. Mm-hmm. So we look forward to seeing a lot of that coming in from you.
Well, that's the plan. That is the current plan. My wife and I just had a baby. He's a year and a half, and we're going to have another baby in February.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. So yeah, I really want to continue to create music, but maybe not have to be on the road, you know, 300 days a year. So this will allow me to make music that I love, that'll be for something that I love, like film and television, and maybe only tour 200 days a year.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. For our listeners that might not be as familiar with Royals music, and I will say, since we are an American audience, the shows that you might recognize would be Grey's Anatomy
mm-hmm.
and Private Practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I did look up those scenes, and it is a beautiful fit the way the producers.
Thanks.
Because you do have a lot of emotion in your songs, and apparently we can only use you for medical shows.
I know. I did notice that as well. But if you watch those shows, it's all about the heartstrings.
Uh-huh.
So it does make a lot of sense. Where's that new, that was this show now, New Amsterdam or something? It is like a big medical show, and my wife loves it. But she's in medicine.
Oh, very nice.
But yeah, those medical shows, they just make you all weepy.
They do. Yeah. That's what they're designed for. So, yeah. Well, speaking of heartstrings and weepy, we're hoping that you would honor us with a song today.
I would be happy to. Yeah, I'd love to.
What do you want to play for us today?
The song is called I'm so Glad. And it's a song I wrote for my oldest brother, Matt, when he was getting married. He was the first one to get married in our house. And he asked for a song for the service. And ended up actually writing about my parents. It's very much about, it's not about the wedding day. It's very much about marriage and that path through life with someone that you love.
Okay.
Okay. We are on our way. And it might be a hard way, but as long as I'm with you, as we are on our way, and it might be in harm's way, but as long as I'm with you, at the end of a long, long day, there is not much more to say than love. I'm so glad I met you. And we may feel like folding, but as long as love is holding hands of me and you, the waves can be raging, for together we'll be aging, and as long as I'm with you, at the end of a long, long day, there is not much more to say than love. I'm so glad I made you. Do 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 do. Oh. Do 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 do. Oh. So winds can be blowing. Surely we'll be knowing, my love, as long as I'm with you. At the end of a long, long day, there is not much more to say. Yeah. Is at the end of a long, long day, there is not much more to say than love. I'm so glad I met you. Do 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 do. Oh, so glad I met you. Do 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 do. So glad, so glad. Do 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 do. Oh, so glad I met you. Do 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 do. I'm so glad I met you.
Wow, beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank
very
you
much.
So much. That's,
thank you very, very
that's
much.
Amazing. So, if you like what you heard.
Come to the show
Come
tonight.
Come to the show tonight, you guys. Tickets are available through, you can get them through your website, which is There is a link. There is. It's royalwood.ca, or you can go to valdezarts.org, or you can show up at the door if you want to risk being tickets available to be had.
Yes, I'm proud to say it's been amazing turnouts on this run. I think because Alaska's just opened up, and I hope people just want to hear my music. But yeah, our show in Kodiak was sold out, so it's been good. It's been a good run. So I hope tonight's the same.
And we're really excited to see you at the show tonight. The doors open at 6:30 for a 7 o'clock show. Royal Wood, don't want to miss it. Any passing thoughts you want to leave with us?
Before? Any passing thoughts? Anyone who lives here, be grateful. You live in truly the most beautiful state that I've ever toured across. That's just, and I've been a lot of places all over the world, and I've got to tell you, it's just, I don't say this everywhere I go. I'm not going to start naming states that I've been through that I wouldn't say that about, but I will certainly say Alaska. Wow. It's beautiful. So that's it.
Well, we'll take it. Thank you very much. And hopefully this won't be the last time we see you either. So thank you so much for coming to the studio.
My pleasure. Thank you.